From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
We're starting the show off with one of my favorite bands from the Bay Area in California. This is Bengdana from their new album, Mucho Pocho. This track is called Sueña.
Coqui Calavera, el que prende la candela, doy la luz como Mandela, ya saben que yo soy un good fella, el que te mata en un freestyle, porque yo soy tu papa, you be my child, in the meanwhile, we in the lab reaching for a greater high, where we see the northern lights, I hear we call it laser sky, somos los vagabundos de la música, bang that of fans with their shirts saying puchica.
Sueña, sueña conmigo, sueña, sueña.
Éxito, si no crees en tus sueños, somos trabajadores y también los dueños. Cuando llego llaman los bomberos y la chota, porque soy un dragón que dispara fuego de su boca. Aquí está otra pa' hacerte bailar, mi música la pone loca, vas a mirar. Reyes del sonido, que siempre sale chido, give a damn about your ego, it's not present where we go. This eclipse the poetic slang master, I shoot the gear so they call us bang data. Been doing this cause the creator put me on a mission, pursuing this cause at the age of 9 I had a vision.
Sueña, sueña conmigo, sueña, sueña. Sueña, sueña conmigo, sueña, sueña. Sueña, sueña conmigo, sueña, sueña. Sueña, sueña conmigo.
See the world and give it what we're born to do. If my curls are braided up, then MCs, I'm warning you. Un milagro está a punto de pasar. Aquellos con odio nunca van a ganar. Hay tanto en esta vida que se puede apreciar. Esta vida enseña tanto, no lo voy a negar. Grita conmigo si no puedes cantar. No dejen de soñar, todos juntos a volar.
Sueña, sueña conmigo, sueña, 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 sueña.
Sounds really different than previous Bengdana stuff, Fee.
You know, they are evolving and growing and bringing in all kinds of influences to their music. I really like what I hear, and I like the way that they're incorporating all these new sounds and experiences. These guys have been on the scene for a while. The drummer producer, Juan Manuel Caipo, is like he's a pioneer of the rock and Espanol scene in the Bay Area. He had a band called Orishas way, way back in the day. But now, like you said, new sound. I hear rock, I hear funk, I hear jarocho on this album. This really funky cumbia we just heard. Big ups to those guys. Looking forward to hearing more from them.
Pete, next up, I brought an artist who's also an alt-Latino favorite. He's my personal favorite. It's AJ Davila from Puerto Rico. And this is from an upcoming album of his. I don't have a name for the upcoming album. There's not a name yet. But I do have the album in my hands, and it's really cool. And much like what you were saying with Bengdana, I just really like that he's like exploring a very different sound. Check out this song. It's called Oh My God, Prueba.
This guy, he's such a chameleon. I have so much respect for AJ Davila because he's obviously a veteran of the Puerto Rican music scene. What impressed me most is his vast knowledge of the music from the island, specifically salsa and reggaeton. But as you can hear, thank you for bringing this track. He's a rock and roller at heart, man. I just love this guy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really like what he's doing there with like the guitars. Like it's very distorted, but there's something like very distorted and confused about it. It's like a very, it feels like a very confused song, an angsty song. And yeah, he's a total chameleon. You know, the other day I was having a beer with him and he was telling me that he's a huge R&B and jazz fan, and he'd love to put out like an R&B or jazz album, which is like, I don't even know what that would sound like. I'd really look forward to that. But anyway, this is a great album. It's coming out in November. It's AJ Davila from Puerto Rico.
Give him another beer and another round of tequila and encourage him highly to make that jazz and R&B album, because I can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
Yeah, I think we're kind of like doing a show today of like new stuff by our favorite bands, right?
You said it. Next up is a band called Aparato, one of my favorite bands. I was at a show with Las Cafeteras here in Washington, D.C. area last weekend in Arlington at Artisphere. And sitting in with the band was the producer of the album, Alexandro Hernandez. And he is one of the two people in the band Aparato. And he handed me a copy of the latest album. It's a great record. This is a track called Aurora, and it features Alexandro on guitar and Kat on vocals.
was Aparato, and I'm looking at the list of music you brought in, and I see that you beat me to something.
What did I do?
Well, I was going to bring Café Tacuba. I don't know why I didn't, but I see that you did. And I was going to bring Café Tacuba because it's a really important anniversary.
It's the 20th anniversary of their seminal album, Re. And, you know, Ruben Albarrán calls the album a beautiful photo of where they were back then. So you figure 1994, it's the height. It's like the golden era of rock and Espanol. And these guys put out this amazing record and just really just all expectations out of the water. They mix jarocho, they mix rock, they mix funk, they mixed all kinds of experimental stuff. They created a completely new musical language. This album is certainly worth looking back, and it's never, never off my playlist. And the first track on the album is called El Aparato. And let's go back to the band we played before, Aparato. Alexandre Hernandez says that he named his band after that first track. Hi. Algún tiempo me dejó inmóvil, solo me quedó el zumbido de la luz. Lo escuchaba en mi cabeza, en lengua extraña me hablaba, pero entendí. Lo juro que no había tomado, solo estaba encandilado, la hora perdí. Ay, yo sé que vendrá por mí. Okay, Jasmine, where were you when this album came out?
Oh, man, I was like in elementary school or something.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
That is an amazing piece of art to have part of your, you know, your consciousness as you start to develop music. I mean, that's, in a way, you're very lucky for being so young at that point.
Well, I'm still young. And also, yeah, but you know what? It's really crazy because, like, this album, Re, is a work of art. Up until that point, Latin rock had been pretty derivative for the most part. You know, it sounded a lot like English language rock sung in Spanish, sometimes even in English. And I think with Café Tacuba, like, you heard it and you were like, this is not rock cantado sung in Espanol. And I remember hearing this and just being totally mesmerized. And it's just listeners who are just new to the show, if you want to test out an album of Latin rock, give Re a chance, because it's just, they're like the Beatles. I mean, it's an amazing album.
It's definitely a must-have. And I get to share right now, very quickly, that I was honored to have presented the band's first San Francisco show 20 years ago while they were touring this album with my friends Elena Rodrigo and Miguel Guerrero there in San Francisco. And I got to tell you, the audiences were enraptured. They were wrapped up in this, like you say, a whole new musical sensibility. And what was amazing about it is that you could feel it in the audience. You could feel it in the crowd. You could sense that something new and vital and important and belonging to us was happening. And everyone left that little theater that we rented like walking, flying on a cloud. It was an amazing experience. No, this song is not on repeat. This is an updated version of the song from the new film, Book of Life. All right, let's talk a little bit about the film, Book of Life. It tells the story of Manolo, a young man who is torn between fulfilling the expectations of his family and following his heart as he goes on an adventure that spans three very fantasy-filled worlds where he must face his greatest fears. It's produced by Guillermo del Toro, the Mexican filmmaker who is making a big mark in Hollywood for himself and Latinos in general. And it's directed by first-time director Jorge Gutierrez, who also wrote the screenplay. The film is based on the traditional Mexican holiday, Dia de los Muertos, and is presented with respect and lots of knowledge and not presented as something strange or different. Now, we're going to take a deeper dive into the film, and our guide is NPR arts correspondent Mandalit del Barco. She recently did a piece for Morning Edition on the film. Mandalit, welcome to Alt Latino.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, now you talked to both Jorge Gutierrez and Guillermo del Toro. They're both from Mexico or have Mexican backgrounds. Mandalit, I got to tell you, I can't recall when there was so much emphasis put on Mexican culture in a film made here in the U.S. And in this case, a very specific part of culture, how some Mexicans view death. Now, did the filmmakers talk at all about why there was such an emphasis on Día de los Muertos?
Yes, both of them, as you mentioned, are from Mexico, and they, like a lot of us, celebrate Día de los Muertos every November 2nd. And when I spoke to Jorge Gutierrez, he's an animator, he has his own take on Day of the Dead. He created these two afterlife worlds. One is the Land of the Remembered, where everything is based on memories. You go there, you meet your family. It's very colorful. And the other is the Land of the Forgotten, where if, you know, people don't remember you, you go there and it's a void of life. So, and they're ruled by these two characters he created, and he modeled one of them after a Day of the Dead icon. Here's what he has to say about it.
La Muerte is very much a love letter to, you know, José Guadalupe Posada, who's sort of the father of the Day of the Dead iconography. And so I've always been obsessed with that version of that character. And, you know, the original Katrina was kind of making fun of the more middle-class Mexicans who were obsessed with being rich. And Posada was saying, whether you like it or not, you're all going to end up skulls. So he was kind of making fun of them. To me, it was, I wanted to take that character and sort of personify the love that Mexico has for death. And that death in Mexico is this idea that's very different from everywhere in the world, which is, this is the mother, this is the lover, this is someone feminine who takes the pain away, who takes all your worries away and sort of welcomes you home. And so that's why she's full of life. And so we put candles everywhere on her, we put flowers everywhere on her, you know, very specific to El Día de los Muertos, but she's a living altar. And she loves mankind. And then Xibalba, who's the mischievous god, is the opposite. He's more the Western version of death, which is, you know, fear of it and this thing that's going to get you. And she's made out of sweet sugar candy because she's sweet. And Xibalba's made out of tar and everything icky in the world, and he'll stain you forever. And so this couple is very much inspired by Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. And this idea that these guys can live together and they couldn't live apart from each other. But in that crazy relationship, love was constantly there. So to me, these two ideas are very Mexican. You can't live with someone, but you can't live without them.
Okay, Mandalit, since we are a music show, let's talk about the soundtrack. And I got to tell you, it's not what I expected. I was thinking maybe something folkloric, maybe La Llorona. But there was lots of thought and planning, and there was a very specific objective about the movie, right?
Well, yeah, there were lots of objectives about the movie. One was to be authentic. One thing that they did do for the soundtrack, which is really beautiful, is they got Gustavo Santaolalla, who, as you know, he produced Café Tacuba, among others. He teamed up with Paul Williams, and they wrote this very beautiful song called The Apology Song, which Manolo sings. That's Diego Luna.
Toro, me da pena y te suplico perdonar a todos los que un día te vinieron.
So another thing they did for the soundtrack was to play around with this kind of cultural mix that you hear in Mexico and other parts of Latin America, where you do covers of American songs. So here's Guillermo del Toro.
I proposed that the soundtrack should reflect not Mexico as is normally shown in folkloric films, but Mexico the way it is now. You know, I grew up in Mexico, but I grew up around ska, rock, rhythm and blues, as much as I came to be through mariachi or norteña, you know? And I think if we don't reflect this complexity, no one will. And the way we see our culture permeate the world and the world permeate our culture makes everything eminently modern and immediate.
Okay, Mandalit, I sort of scanned the soundtrack and heard a lot of different things, and one of the things that I really, really enjoyed, set up this song, this Rod Stewart song. What are we hearing?
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. So This is like these mariachi guys that follow Manolo around, and they're kind of the comic relief. One is voiced by Cheech Marin, and another one, the voice is Gustavo Santaolalla. But you hear them doing this hilarious version of Do You Think I'm Sexy?
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, mommy, vamos, let me know.
Okay, Mandalit, thank you so much for sharing this little bit of insight into Book of Life.
I'm glad you liked it. Go see the movie.
You can hear Mandalit's piece on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Mandalit, will you come back and talk to us again about something about Hollywood in the future?
Anytime you want.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, Jasmine, you get to end the show. What'd you bring?
Yeah. Okay, wait. I want to go out in style. Make a dramatic exit. This is Mike Diaz from Aguascalientes, Mexico. And he is a... You know, a lot of the rap scene in Mexico is really centered around DF and Monterrey. So it's kind of cool. This guy is coming from a really different place. This is the song Mexas in New York. It samples Sting.
Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae. Rapeo por mi gente de bronce, que jala de la nave a las 11. Por los que están lejos de la fan, la fe de volver a ver el bloque. Estoy fuera de mi tierra, pero me siento música como sobo, piel y pinta la piedra del sol. Venimos de paso para llevarnos la bolsa con los bebés y papeles y ser el patrón. Frontera, corres, nadas, brincas, somos los olímpicos. Así está, pudo, ante el medio, hostel enciclopédico. Viva Colosio, Diego Rivera, como Trujillo soy un perro de la acera que ve en medio de una guerra con cadena de bandera, billeteras de la legana con toda la balacera. ¡Burria! Corridos, los primos, no llores, mi gringo, rifa, chalino, hacemos comedias de la guerra.
I think that's an effective mic drop. And we can remind everyone that you can hear these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, where the conversation never ends.
In fact, you know, what we're going to do is we want to do something very special for Dia de los Muertos. So please write to us at Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Tell us if you have someone you want to dedicate a song to. Tell us what the song is and be sure to include your contact information. We're going to create a sonic altar again for Dia de los Muertos. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Alt Latino.
Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae. A 5,000 pies del suelo estoy observando la gran manzana con el feroz apetito de un paisayo cumpliendo mis dreams en Nueva York. Y nací libre, papi, yo nací libre, papi. El hip hop me trajo aquí, el hip hop me trajo aquí. La bendición es conocerlo así, con visa de turista lloro sufrir. Pero recuerdo a mi gente atrapada en jaula de cristal que no puede salir. A todos los homies que brincaron vallas sino por el oro en Pekín. Para mis espaldas mojadas, campeones de nado que viven aquí. Y fuck it, mejor festejemos hoy que somos mexas en Nueva York. Y fuck it, mejor festejemos hoy que somos mexas en Nueva York. Paisas en la cima del mundo, premio mayor de un vagabundo. Aeropuerto Kennedy, manos sucias y Mike D. Hace más de 10 años, ¿quién lo hubiera pensado así? Para mis latinos buscando ese green, desde BK hasta Queens, Bronx, Downtown y Shaolin. La paga es buena, el dinero no es clean. Dolor, sudor, todo con un fin. Volver a casa o quedarse aquí.
Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae tu país. Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae tu país. Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae tu país. Mix, 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 mix. Donde quiera estamos, si nos vamos, se te cae tu país.